Hello, John Mason. How is everybody? The uprising of the Ukrainian people against the Russian invaders keeps going on. And people from all walks of life, little kids and their great grandmothers, are fighting against Putin's invaders. The entire nation is up in arms for their freedom. I commend them. I also must point out that so many Russian soldiers are just giving up. They realize that they have been lied to by their commander-in-chief, Putin. And they realize the war is wrong. And they realize the Ukrainians are not their enemy. Whereas Putin sends these young men to harm's way to get killed without adequate equipment, without adequate food, not even fuel for their tanks. And the morale is sinking lower than a ruble, which is down to less than a U.S. penny. And the Russian people have come out against Putin's demented war. They're taking to the streets and they're risking the wrath of Putin's police. I say, keep it going. People of Ukraine, I urge you to keep fighting. Fight for your homes and your families. Fight for your freedom. Russian soldiers, understand that the people of Ukraine are not your enemies. They are your friends, your brothers and sisters. Putin is your enemy. Peace-loving people of Russia, you're suffering from the economic sanctions accumulating. The stock market is crashing. The ruble is sinking lower than a penny. Please keep going on the streets to bring your young men home. This reminds me very much that Pesach, what civilians call Passover, is coming up next month. It's the story of how Pharaoh would not heed the plagues that were put upon his people. The river turning into blood, the frogs, the locusts, the darkness, the blight on the cattle, the hail. But he kept refusing to grant the freedom to the Israelites until the death of the firstborn, affecting his own house. That's what Putin is, the new Pharaoh, a demented king who is living in the palace, having no regard for the well-being of his people. Just thinking of only of his demented dreams of empire. We must stand up to him. And I appreciate the fact that we can't have our own troops there. That would implement a no-fly zone. I appreciate that fact because it would widen the war against into a third world war. Probably even a nuclear war. I wouldn't put anything past Putin. And the people of the world have come out against Putin and for Ukraine. Don't worry, people of Ukraine. The world has your back. It will do everything we can to support you. Now to a more mundane issue, but still important. Student loan debt. Student loan debt in this country has reached over $1 trillion. It is a great drag on young people just off college, trying to make their way in the world, trying to buy a house, trying to feed their families. And the economic gap between rich and poor has widened, so that the middle class has shrunk, the ranks of the poor have increased, and the super wealthy, like 0.1% of the population, earns has all just about 80 to 90% of the wealth of the country. Certainly, it would be next to impossible for a family to, or an individual to have its American dream, and in such a situation. It would be a great benefit to the economy if student loan debt was eliminated, just forgiven, right off the bat. No paybacks, just wiped off the books. That would free up more money for families and individuals to buy at their local stores, buy their local neighborhood grocery stores and clothing stores and gas stations, the locally based businesses that really keep the economy going. I urge you to support the elimination, not just paying back, but the elimination of student loan debt. The economy will be all the better for it. Okay, I'm talked out now. For now. But now I can talk up my favorite sponsors. Hemporific is a lovely little CBD store on 15th and Snyder Avenue in South Philadelphia. And they have the finest, and they have some of the finest CBD products you can imagine. Flower and drinks and teas and gummies, lip balm, hand sanitizer, dog treats. Please look them up. Their website is hemporificllc.com. I shall now talk up my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Like every other coach, Michelle will encourage you as you're developing your small business or professional career. She'll let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other small businesses and entrepreneurs and professionals. Please look her up. Her website is growwithsnow.com. Okay, I've spoken about what's the best issues, most important pressing issues of the day, and I wish everyone a good weekend. Stay close to your loved ones. Watch over them. Bye.